this heavy load to the car, what would you say? Would you use the word?
I think I just said I have to carry this hard load.
Okay. And a young man, when you're young, and if you're a young man and you're dating a young girl, she is your what? Sometimes people will call her your...
A sweetheart.
Okay. Do they ever use any other word, maybe that has friend in it?
No, I haven't heard that.
You ever heard of a boyfriend?
Yes.
And what would the other
boy,
one be?
Boy, girl. I mean a girl.
Okay. And are there any local fairs or big celebrations around here that people go to?
Well, we haven't had any for quite a long time. We used to have lots on 4th of July and times like that. But we don't have too many.
Wonder why they aren't.
I think they've kind of got over the notion. Mm-hmm. It's just like the park that we had down there. We had a nice park. They don't use the park much anymore. Mm. They might have most all of their things up on Main Street. Mm. Mm.
Did they ever have an event out here where people would like have activities where they would like rope cattle or ride wild horses and see how long they could ride them?
Yes, up towards Cedar Ridge.
What did they call those?
A rodeo.
Okay. Did you ever go?
Oh, once, I think.
Okay. Do you enjoy it?
Not too much.
Why not?
I think I like other things better.
What kind of things?
Well, I don't know. Tamer things, I
okay.
guess.
Okay. Little too wild.
Yeah, not so wild.
Okay. And if somebody can make you laugh, you might say that person has a good sense of
humor.
Okay. Is that what you'd say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And somebody if you were a young man and woman and they were going to like the high school prom, the young man might be called the young girl's he takes her to the prom, so he would be her.
What do you call him?
Yeah.
Escort.
Uh-huh. Is that the word that people
I guess
use?
I'd call him.
Okay. And that red stuff that some women put on as makeup.
What? Rouge.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a dude?
The which?
A dude. And this is kind of a cowboy term, I was wondering.
No.
D-U-D-E?
I don't think I have.
Okay. And where are people buried around here?
In the cemetery.
Okay. Is it there one nearby?
We have city one and one down in the valley.
Okay. And And when people die and they're buried, what are they buried in?
A coffin.
Okay. And does the family ever go through a period of grieving?
Yes.
And what do they call that?
Grieving.
Do they ever use another word? It's like the beginning part of the day. It's the same word as the early part of the early part of the day.
Oh, let's see. I can't seem to think of that word.
It's spelled M-O-U-R-N.
Morning.
Yeah. Did they ever go?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Did they ever go through a period like that?
Yes, many. Many do that.
Okay. If people around here were talking about, and this is little children, we're talking about maybe a building where they were dead spirits that were kind of floating around, you know, how little children are. What would they call that kind of house? I remember one when I was little growing up.
I see that. Well, it was a playroom.
Do you ever call it a haunted house? You ever heard of a haunted house?
Well, I guess you could. We used to have one down this end of town.
What was it called?
A haunted.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was supposedly in it?
Oh, they just made something to make them afraid.
What would that thing have been called?
I didn't always know.
Okay. What would you call a dead spirit, though? Something like that that might be in a haunted house?
I don't think I know.
Was it ever called, the word I was thinking about was G-H-O-S-T-S.
Oh, ghost?
Yeah.
Oh. I never thought of that.
Is that a word y'all would have used?
Yes, that would.
Okay. And earlier we talked about church. Who is the kind of major evil person who's in opposition to God?
The devil.
Yeah. Do people around here have different words for the devil?
Well, I think they do. But I never use any other.
Is that the word you used?
Mm-hmm.
You ever call him Satan?
I never think of that word.
Okay. If you've been working on